Ohio Republicans have their first official candidate for the 2022 U.S. Senate race. Former State Treasurer Josh Mandel is launching his third try at that office. Though he's run for U.S. Senate twice before and had filed paperwork that suggested a run for Congress in 2020, Josh Mandel says it's former President Donald Trump's impeachment that put him in the race, that incumbent Republican Senator Rob Portman announced on January 24th that he would not enter.
Watching this sham and unconstitutional impeachment process has really gotten my blood boiling. And I got to the point where I was just so angry what they're doing to President Trump that I decided I'm going to run for the U.S. Senate to go stand up for the Trump America First agenda.
Mandel is 43 and has been out of office since 2018, when he couldn't run again after two terms as state treasurer. His bitter campaign against Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown in 2012 was one of the most expensive in state history. Mandel praised Trump at the meeting of Ohio's Electoral College in December 2016, just after launching his second campaign against Brown in a video full of Trump-type themes. Mandel abruptly quit that race a few weeks later, citing the serious illness of his wife. But 3 years later, Mandel is still sounding the Trump call.
I was the first statewide official to support President Trump in Ohio. I'm President Trump's number one ally in Ohio.
Trump was actually Mandel's second choice for president in 2016. He'd initially campaigned for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who dropped out of the race not long after the Ohio primary. That was the only primary won by then-Governor John Kasich, who most of Ohio's elected officials were campaigning for, except Mandel. As he enters the 2022 race, Mandel is still loyal to Donald Trump.
You know, my phone has been ringing off the hook with conservative activists and Trump activists encouraging me to run, and I'm confident with that support, you know, we're going to win this primary, and then we're going to go beat Amy Acton in the general election.
Mandel goes on to blast the doctor who'd been a popular director of the Ohio Department of Health, but quit after threats from opponents of the state's COVID policies. Acton has not announced she's running for the Democratic nomination for Senate, but left her nonprofit job in Columbus to consider it.
And let me tell you something. Amy Acton, what she did in shutting down the state, she should be ashamed of herself. Completely ashamed of herself.
That potentially puts Mandel in an awkward position with Acton's former boss, Governor Mike DeWine, who will likely be seeking re-election as a Republican on the same ballot Mandel would be on next year. Mandel doesn't say much about the woman he is likely to run against, Jane Timken. She resigned as Ohio Republican Party chair last week, saying she would announce her plans soon, but that she'll advance what she calls conservative America First policies to strengthen Ohio. Similar language to Mandel. But Mandel does talk about Representative Anthony Gonzalez, the only Ohio Republican to vote for Trump's impeachment in the U.S. House.
He is a fake Republican. He was one of the 10 Republicans that voted for the impeachment of President Trump. And I think we need to get people like him out of the Republican Party and out of elected office. And I'm going to be doing everything I can to support candidates who are going to go out there and beat Anthony Gonzalez.
Mandel says he would have voted with Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and others who objected to the certification of President Joe Biden's win on the day of the Capitol insurrection, January 6th. Mandel won't say whether Trump won or lost the 2020 election, but does say he thinks there was, in his words, a ton of election fraud. There is no evidence that's true. Even Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr has agreed to that. And Trump's team lost nearly every court case they filed. Since his last campaign, Mandel has gotten divorced. He's erased nearly all of his tweets, including controversial ones, saying that he's concerned about what he calls big tech and cancel culture. And Mandel also says he recovered from COVID not long ago, and that he'll eventually get the vaccine. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.